Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save an average, get this, an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That is the average national annual savings from survey data July to December 2020. Take that for data.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
It is the Odd Couple and we are going to be with you for the next 3 hours right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. We got Jayon Brown, Tennessee Titans linebacker, joining us at the bottom of the hour to get ready for this Super Bowl that's coming up. Going to be a fantastic one. And let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, bro?
What's happening? How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
All good.
Good, good, good. You getting excited yet?
Nah.
I'm not excited about the Super Bowl.
So you won't get excited?
Probably not.
You'll watch, obviously. You'll watch out of obligation because of work, or?
Yeah, because I need to talk about it, so I'll do it for work. But
so would you really not watch it if you yes. didn't? Let's say
if
you
I,
didn't have
if
to.
If I wasn't
really?
Working, I would not watch it.
Wow. When's the last time you didn't watch a Super Bowl?
A couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a great 3 hours for you. So let me introduce the iCouple crew and we'll get this thing popping. We have DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is on a break. Yes, he's off once again. And in his place is our man Don, also known as the Heavy Kid. That's right. Don is excited. What up, bro?
What's going on, man? Long time no talk.
I know. Now, tonight's an easy one. It's just TV theme song.
Correct.
Thursday, but tomorrow I guess you'll be in your bag on Funky Flashback.
Right. And
Friday,
I really want to catch you on a Worship Wednesday. That's what I really want to catch you on.
Okay. Oh, we can make that happen. I like that in you. All right, we got super producer Rob G running things. And our man, the Gas Man, David Gascon on the updates. All right, Rob, do we have sound of this, Rob G? What we're about to, okay, we don't have sound. I'm going to go to Rob G to read the quote. But Clark Hunt, owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously very excited. Team going for its second Super Bowl. His quarterback is 25 years old. Obviously, they got him locked up for the next, 12 years, something like that. And so he is excited about Sunday and about the future. And Rob G, tell us, he actually invoked just about the greatest name you could invoke in terms of sports, in terms of team sports especially, in talking about Pat Mahomes. Here he is.
That's right. He was on 610 in Kansas City. He said, quote, "It's amazing the success that Patrick has had so early in his career. I mean, really more so than Michael Jordan had early in his career. It took Michael a few years before he won his first championship, and Patrick, year one, had us on the cusp of making the Super Bowl. We're just blessed to have him, and it's going to be a fun 10-plus year career for Patrick in Kansas City."
All right, Rob, I see two things to go after on this or talk about. One is he correct that he's off to a better start than Michael Jordan?
I think that's obvious. There's nothing to talk about there. Michael didn't win until 7 years in the league, so he's already won a championship, right? 2 years as a starter, so I think that's not an issue. I think what he said there is fair.
Okay, I would agree. No question about it.
I don't think that. There's no conversation there.
And the second thing is, if they win Sunday, which is a big if, they are favored, but they are playing in Tampa Bay. They're the visitors, and you're going against, the greatest quarterback of all time in many people's estimation. So, and they got a banged up offensive line. So if they win on Sunday, he'll have two titles in his first 3 years, one MVP. Would this be, and I want to hear you first before I go, would this be the greatest start for any player in the history of American team sports?
I know everybody's already got his championship in the bag and all that.
Well, yes,
I
think of course, if he wins.
I just think way premature, because you still have to win the game first, and then, do you redo it after if they lose?
If he doesn't, he's not. It's just as simple as that. But if he does.
I just think it's a prisoner of the moment. Other guys have started their careers great. Couple of baseball players come to mind. The first thing when we talked about this pre-show, Mickey Mantle came to mind right away. And Mickey Mantle won his first three championships with the Yankees at 19, 20, and 21. So I don't know how that's not better than winning two of your first three. And Mickey Mantle wasn't a bit player. He was one of the stars of the Yankees from day one. Derek Jeter started with the Yankees in 96. They won his rookie year. He was rookie of the year in 1996. The Yankees hadn't won in, I believe, Chris, 15 or 16 years when Derek Jeter got there to the Yankees and was a part of it. Obviously, there's a lot of good players. Baseball, not one guy can do anything. So we're not, we understand that. Same thing with football. If you don't have a defense, you could be the best quarterback in the world and it won't matter. But Derek Jeter won his first year and then won, what did they win? Then
He won four out of his first five years.
Four out of his first 5 years. The second year they didn't win. And then the Yankees arguably had one of the greatest teams ever those next 3 years and compiled unbelievable numbers and wins. So right there, without even digging deep, and I don't even know Bill Russell when his winning started, Chris. Do you have an idea of he won 11 championships, but I don't remember when it started. Did he win his first year?
I'm going to look it up now, but I think he did. I think he did win his first
year. I mean, when you win 11, you probably won
11 in 13 years, I believe.
Right, so he probably – look at his first three. Did he win the NBA title? So right there are three guys right there that we could throw in the mix. And he's only working on two. And we told you Mickey Mantle won three, Derek Jeter won four out of five. And then I'm guessing Bill Russell won his first four or three out of four, Chris?
He won his first one. He won his first one, lost his second one.
So won three out of four?
And then won his fourth, fifth.
All right. So
sixth.
Okay.
There we seventh. Go. Okay. Eighth.
So
ninth.
When did the other loss come in the 13? What was the
his
other loss?
His 10th year.
His 10th year.
Yeah.
Well, I think you have it wrong because he came in the league in 56.
Did they not win it that year?
No. He won 57.
Okay, so he won his second year, right.
Lost in 58 and then won from 59 to 66.
So he won one out of three.
He won two in his first 4 years.
Two in his first four.
Mickey Mantle won his first three. Jeter won his first one and four out of five. And then you got Mahomes. So I just think, he's off to a great start if he does get the win. But I think we're a little premature in just thinking that nobody has ever started a career winning the way that he's won.
I actually do think that if they win on Sunday, Pat Mahomes is off to the best start of any player in the history of American team sports. And here's why. It's not just about the rings. He would have two in his first 3 years, which is tremendous. That's a big part of it. But individually, he is beyond any of those guys that we mentioned. Bill Russell was great. He led the league in rebound in his first 3 years, but he averaged 15 points a game. He wasn't lighting the league up offensively, shooting 43% from the floor. He wasn't necessarily the best player, especially once Wilt came along, in the world. And then, as we said, in his first 3 years, he only had one title. Mickey Mantle, like you said, he was great from the get-go, and the Yankees were winning. They won his first 3 years, but they were winning before him. They won three of the first 4 years before Mickey Mantle even was on the team. And then they won the 2 years before he was on the team, they won both of them. So he joined a juggernaut and kept it going and played great, but was not the MVP of the league or anything like that. So individually, while he was great, I would not say he was Patrick Mahomes. And then I would say certainly the same, obviously, for Jeter to an even greater degree. Jeter was not even Mickey Mantle individually.
Yeah, but the one thing that you can't deny is Derek Jeter is the sixth all-time on the all-time hit list. So you can't
right. poo-poo. But it didn't start away. He didn't even make the All-Star team his first two years.
No, but let me – but he's sixth all-time in baseball.
We're not talking about your career. We're talking
about the type of player he was is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, he was awesome.
And the Yankees didn't win for 15 or 16 years before Jeter got there.
No, so he was awesome, but he wasn't doing what Pat Mahomes
is doing. I could say Mahomes hasn't won the MVP the last 2 years, probably, if he doesn't win on Saturday. That would mean that he'll have one MVP and two
Super Bowls, and he was the main reason they won the Super Bowls, if they win Sunday.
Well, we don't know that.
He's been viewed as the best player best quarterback, and everybody's saying player even, in the league since his first few weeks
That's
in
not
the league.
True. When they had the
as a second,
Rob G.
His, once he started,
Rob
first
G.
few weeks after starting, he was viewed as the best quarterback.
No,
in the
he
league.
Wasn't. The players had a poll on NFL Network. He wasn't picked first. Wasn't it Aaron Donald? He was like Patrick Mahomes was
third
or fourth.
Best quarterback.
You said best player.
No,
in the
I said some people are calling him now the best
Rob
player.
Rob G. What was that?
I said
list?
Best quarterback.
Am I right? Wasn't there an NFL.com list or NFL Network?
Yeah, well, entering this season, Lamar Jackson was number one
okay.
in that list.
He wasn't even a number one quarterback.
And he's Mahomes, better than Lamar Jackson.
No, but
I
that's
don't care
not
what
the point.
Poll said.
That's
no,
good.
The point
okay,
is he's better
is
than Lamar Jackson.
Mahomes was the number three quarterback okay. entering this year. Behind
Who was
Lamar,
number two?
It was Lamar, Russell Wilson, okay. Aaron Donald, and then Patrick Mahomes.
How's that's that looking right now? How's that
no,
looking right
No, but it
right
doesn't
now?
Matter, Chris.
It does
it doesn't matter.
Matter. It's what you do on the
like.
Field. That's mythical.
No, it
That's
ain't
not,
mythical.
It's what
Those
you do on
peers.
The field.
That, you said most
Stop
people
it.
Thought he was this. I'm telling
Stop
you that the players
it. Derek Jeter
didn't have
was
him there.
Not doing what Pat Mahomes did his first 3 years in the league. Period. He was winning, yes. But he wasn't dominating the NFL the way Patrick Mahomes is. He didn't have people saying – Heck, he didn't have people saying he's going to be the greatest shortstop in the league, let alone, you know, ever, let alone the best player ever. Pat Mahomes is doing stuff. I stand by my statement a while ago. He's Jordan-esque. He's off to that type of start. We haven't seen this. We just haven't seen it. The eye test, the numbers, and it's not just numbers, but you watch the dude play. They've won, what, 26 out of 27 games, his last 27 games. He's come back. He's broken records already for comebacks, for game-winning drives in the playoffs. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, with all due respect to Mickey Mantle, he wasn't the best player in the league. He didn't have an MVP. Derek Jeter wasn't the best player in the league. Didn't have an MVP. May not have even – he didn't make the All-Star team his first 2 years.
But the people who played a game, his peers, 2 years
Whose
in a
peers?
Row they didn't – 2 years in a row they didn't vote him
they're
the best player in the league.
They're all saying he's the GOAT.
No,
after,
they're not.
You're talking about before the season.
No, I'm
what
talking
are they
about
– right now?
No, but 2 years in a row. That was coming off a Super Bowl, right?
Ain't nobody saying that Lamar was coming Jackson off. Is better –
Why did they
Mahomes.
Vote him? Why did they vote him
I
number
don't know.
One? Then
you have to ask them.
Okay,
but I'm
the guys who actually play. The guys who actually play. Okay.
Oh, so now they know more than you? Why
no,
are you
I'm
even
just
talking?
Asking you. But you're trying to
you're
poo-poo
going
the
like
list.
A player. Oh, we
you're
didn't
poo-pooing
play,
it like
so
it
we
didn't
can't
matter.
Comment?
No, your conversation was everybody was saying he was this or that. All I gave you was a poll from the players. That's all I gave you.
I'm giving you that poll doesn't matter because it was preseason.
What do you mean it doesn't?
About,
it's coming in off
I'm
of last
about
year.
What
the last 2 years, he wasn't picked as the best player in the league. That's all.
I'm talking about
That's
what
fact.
Guys are doing in the season. And Pat Mahomes is regarded as the best quarterback in football. It's just as simple as that. And the bottom line is he's got the numbers. He's got the hardware, especially if they win Sunday. I think it's academic if they win. All right, but what do you think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If the Kansas City Chiefs win on Sunday, would Pat Mahomes be off to the greatest career start of any individual player in American team sports history? You heard Rob? No. You heard me? Yes. We will continue the conversation with you next is the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on the TV theme song Thursday. Nice mellow groove right here to get things started. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. Before we get to the calls, Rob, we got some breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Guys, they were vying between a couple different squads, the Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers, but Trevor Bauer is making his way to Queens. He'll be with the New York Mets. They've agreed on a deal pending a physical. He is now a New York Met. Bob Nightingale, the first to report on that. Last season, Bauer went 5-4 with Cincinnati. He had an ERA sub-2 at 1.73 and a nice whip of .795. So he is now going from the National League Central to the NL East with the New York Mets.
Wow. Mets trying to do something, Rob.
That's a big move there. Wait a minute. The Nets are shaking up the town. Now maybe the Mets are shaking up baseball in New York.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a big pickup.
The Yankees aren't going away, though. They're a little better than the Knicks.
Nah, it ain't like the Knicks, right. No, it ain't like that. Right, but that's a big move for the Mets.
That is really
to add
big.
To their rotation.
And you know what else? We know this. You follow baseball. You know this, man. You can't tell a thing from the win loss records anymore.
No,
for pitchers, it's irrelevant.
Well, you his know? Numbers, his ERA, and
that's
whip
what I'm
were
saying.
Good.
That's what all, you look right. at. You don't even
he didn't
look
even
at
win
the
that
wins
many
and
games
losses
right.
anymore. Yeah. All right. But anyway, we're throwing it out to you 1-877-99 on Fox 877-996-6369. If Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs win on Sunday, is he off to the best start of any player in the history of American team sports? Your turn to weigh in.
Kevin in Culver City, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, guys?
How's it, man?
Wonderful topic. Patrick Mahomes mimics to me Magic Johnson. You look at Magic starting with that championship in 1979, starting the Showtime era. There's been only one player who mimics Magic to me in the NFL, and it's Magic Mahomes. The way he plays, the way he processes, the way he's had success. He almost beat Tom Brady to go to the Super Bowl in his rookie season, his first year starting. And he's just great on the field. The plays he makes, he's exciting. This guy reminds me of Magic Johnson, and there's no success other than Magic Johnson I've seen this player had. He's already won a Super Bowl. Winning two Super Bowls like this, this is a Magic Johnson type of start to the season. And that's who we need to compare this guy to, Magic Johnson.
Magic's
He's
a
Magic
good
on
name.
The field. He's a great player.
Magic's a good name. He won two out of his first three seasons he won championships, two in his first 3 years. But obviously Kareem was the best player on the team. Magic didn't even lead them in assists his first 2 years. That was Norm Nixon. And Magic wasn't the rookie of the year. That was Larry Bird. So Magic didn't come close to winning an MVP early in his career. So, you know, as we always say, Rob, you're nitpicking when you talk about all these all-time greats. But while Magic had a phenomenal start, I wouldn't put it at Mahomes's.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
We are good, man. How are you?
Pretty good.
Alex Neisher is not here, so that's why I sense the hesitancy.
I was wondering if he was playing cat and mouse with me. That's why I kind of hesitated.
No, he's off the next 2 days from here.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, real quick on the Mets. I'm not the baseball guy you are, Rob, but it seems to me the Mets are doing some things since they have new ownership. Am I right?
Yes. No, this guy, Steve Cohen, has money. Okay. He's a billionaire, and the Wilpons were real cheap, and they were always trying to do it on the cheap. So now the Yankees have, like, the Mets have not always been, like, a big market team. Now they have a big market owner. They're going to spend money. Yep, definitely.
Okay, I thought so. Real quick, I don't know about sports history. If he wins, it's an impressive start, numbers, all that stuff. But you start again going through numbers and eras, and how do you compare those numbers? If we're talking about winning, you could probably do it, and winning, you can find some guys. But it's hard to match the numbers, so it all depends on what the criteria is. I'm an old guy. Sometimes those numbers are hard to find when you're comparing eras.
Yeah, I can't think of a quarterback. You know, Marino obviously had numbers but didn't have the Super Bowls.
I was about to say, I looked at Marino's first 4 years, man. He had like 20, then he went 48, 36, and 42 again. Numbers, yeah. And then
his
he got the one Super
phenomenal.
Bowl, but he never win.
Yeah,
he didn't win yet. He didn't win, so that takes him out of that. So, but in sports history, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's some streaks where people came in and just started winning. I don't, you know, if you look throughout sports history. But impressive start if he does it. Yes, impressive.
All right.
Let's go to, you know what? They need to check your mic. I'm getting feedback saying that they can't hear you. Jack.
For me?
Yeah, for Chris. Because Chris's mic up. Jax in Kansas City. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. I just got a text. Hey. Somebody saying they can't hear you.
What's Jax, going on, fellas?
What's happening?
All right, man. Just got to weigh in on my guy, man. You know, I just look at everything that he's done. He's like somebody just said a minute ago. He's really an offsides penalty away from being in three Super Bowls.
Right.
You know, we started calling the AFC Championship game, the annual championship game here in Kansas City, to see the numbers that he put up in his MVP, his individual MVP season, and then to see him then go to two Super Bowls in a row with the real possibility, if he wins on Sunday, to be looking at a three-peat, which has never been done. So I definitely think that Pat Mahomes, if he wins on Sunday, is off to one of the best starts ever in any sport franchise, period. The kid is absolutely killing it. No doubt. Go Chiefs. All right, now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Excited to have our next guest on. He's a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans, Jayon Brown. Jayon, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. Now, Rob, I can't remember what player we were talking to the other day who said they would not – didn't they say they wouldn't be watching the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He was A.J. Dillon with the Packers.
A.J. Dillon, yeah, because obviously they got said, beat right. by Tampa
not
Bay.
And he's not interested. I've heard other players say that.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you at on that, Jayon? Will you be watching it, or are you just, like, so upset that you guys got beat in the playoffs that you won't be tuning in?
I will be definitely tuning in. You know, we didn't get as close as we did last year, so I can watch it. So I feel the same, though.
Did you watch it last year? Y'all
yeah,
lost in the AFC title game. Okay.
Yeah,
so you'll watch anyway. You just you do you watch as a fan, just you're as eager as we are to see what happens?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Been growing up watching football pretty much all of life, with my dad and my brothers and sisters. So I just enjoy the game.
And usually in February, and through most of the country, no one's going anywhere. It's a Sunday night. It's actually perfect. You know what I mean? Like, it's all set up. Only bad part this year, the Super Bowl party. So will it just be an intimate family kind of thing for you?
Yeah, probably most likely just family and a couple friends. But, you know, as long as we get to watch the game, everything's good and have some good home-cooked meal.
So, Jayon, I heard it from a little birdie that you are looking at once you're done playing, and you obviously got a long way to go, that you want to get into broadcasting. And so we're going to put you on the spot. You know, you watch Charles Barkley and all these former players who broadcast, they say stuff. They have to make predictions and picks and all that. So who is your pick? Who you predicting to win this Super Bowl and why?
I would say I would choose the Chiefs. And I'll choose the Chiefs because I don't think Buccaneers defense is going to be enough to just stop all the speed on the field with Tyreek and Travis Kelce and just all their whole receivers. Like, they have really good DBs and really good linebackers. It's overall good defense, but I just don't think – I think the Chiefs offense has the edge. And once they're up, you know, they're probably – I think Tampa Bay is going to be playing catch-up. But it's going to be a close game, though, for sure. And I'm excited to see what Brady does as well.
Do you follow the NBA?
I do, but not like every night watching the game.
No. I'm just curious because you know you want to get into the business as an analyst or whatever down the road. But like their players, the younger players pushing back on Charles Barkley and Shaq, you know, for their comments. Right, so I'm wondering right. if you know any of that. And you as a player. You know, because I think players sometimes, you know, like first they don't want the media to criticize them, right? Guys like us who are sports writers and went to college and did all that. But then now they don't even want former players who played the game to criticize them. I mean, where are you on that? Do you understand, like, the part of it that just goes with you being a pro athlete and you performing in front of other people that critiques come with the job?
Oh yeah, it's definitely part of the job. And watching the Jordan documentary this year, seeing like what like a superstar like in basketball goes through and how that can like wear on somebody, I understand it. But you know, being in our profession of being a professional athlete, criticism is just part of the game. And you know, you're not gonna like every comment that you see or in hear from like Twitter and just on TV. So. You know, and just play, go as hard as you can so they don't talk about you, but they always will. So you just got to be true to yourself and just know that you uh, lay, go out and give it your hardest every time you get on the field or court.
Let me just follow up, Chris. I just want to follow up real quick. In Tennessee, I think there's only one paper down there. I'm assuming the media is not too tough. Like if you were playing in Philadelphia or Boston or New York, what is the media like? You know, playing in Tennessee where you are.
Yeah, it's definitely not like playing one of those big major cities, but. I'll say it's a good pub, definitely. With the season that we had this year, it was a good year winning our division since 08, first time since 08. And so it's a lot of good people out there. And I don't think it's that big, but it's still a good media base and a very good fan base as well.
Jayon Brown, Tennessee Titans linebacker, joining the Odd Couple. Now, you mentioned you watched The Last Dance about Michael Jordan. And you're 25, and you'll be 26 pretty soon. But Jordan won his last championship like 23 years ago. So you obviously didn't really get to see him in his prime live. What did you learn about him? You obviously heard a ton about him. What did you learn from The Last Dance that maybe surprised you or stood out? And secondly, do you have an opinion on the GOAT? You know, do you think it's LeBron or Jordan or somebody else? And did that documentary affect your view on the GOAT in basketball?
Oh, it definitely did, because I've been growing up in Los Angeles County. Kobe was always my guy. I'm like, Kobe the best. But I didn't really see Jordan play. Like when I seen Jordan play, he was on the Wizards. And like when I started watching basketball and watching that, and then hearing like the Kobe interviews of how there's like no Kobe without Michael. And pretty much how he got his game from Michael. Michael is the ultimate GOAT. But if we're going for overall athlete, I don't think nobody's messing with LeBron. LeBron is just he bigger, he's faster, he can do it all. He can play all positions. And I think LeBron's the ultimate athlete. And as I heard somebody say, you never see a GOAT alone. So it's a herd of GOATs. So you need more than one GOAT.
No, there's only one GOAT. And let me ask you this.
We're taking you as Jordan.
Yes, there's only one GOAT.
Your pick is Jordan.
And I'll ask you this. You said LeBron's the greatest athlete. With the game on the line, and he has to make two free throws to win the championship, you want LeBron on the line or Michael Jordan?
Y'all foul.
Hey, man, we getting you ready. We getting you ready for your post-playing career.
You see that? All right, I'm just saying.
Hey, we know Brian ain't got the best free throw percentage.
All right, I'm just saying, that's all.
If it's okay. Clutch, you gonna make them just like Jordan gonna make them.
All right, I'm gonna throw this at you, Jayon. I believe Tom Brady's the GOAT quarterback, but a lot of people just say he's the best football player they've ever seen. He's the best football player ever. I don't like to go that far because I'm thinking. You obviously have gone through the gauntlet of drills and, you know, everything you do when you're younger and even, you know, as you are making it up to the NFL, you got to tackle, you got to run, sprint, catch the ball, all that stuff. I'm thinking if you had a camp and you ran guys through all these football drills, Tom Brady's not going to look like not only the best, but not even close to the best. So that's what I think of when I want to say best football player. I got to look at a guy that I could see tackling, running, catching the ball, you know, doing stuff like that. Where are you at on the GOAT quarterback and where are you at on the GOAT, do you agree with my take on GOAT, the GOAT player overall? I don't know if you have a guy you think's the best player of all time, but you hear what I'm saying. Where are you at on all that?
I would say Brady is definitely the best of all quarterbacks. I wasn't watching ball when Montana was around, but I heard he was, he was the man too. But seeing what Brady's done, and then especially this year, I feel like it just solidifies his GOAT status. Going from the Patriots into his first year with the Buccaneers and bringing them to the Super Bowl in his first year and being the first team to play in their own Super Bowl ever, I believe. And so that's what solidified his GOAT status. And as an overall player, I feel like it's hard because, each position you got to specialize in certain skills. And, I feel like you can be a GOAT in each category, as in like Jerry Rice being the best receiver, or
you know, like Emmitt Smith or Bo Jackson being the best running back. But
yeah, it's hard to call a quarterback the best football player ever.
Yeah,
I refuse
to call a quarterback the best player in football ever because, you know, you're not going to tell Tom Brady to go out there and get a sack or, you know, go throw him the ball, a jump ball up in the goal line because he can't do that. But
right. As
for a quarterback, he can sling it all across the field, he can read a defense, and he can pick you apart. So he definitely got that. But for an overall football player, I feel like that's a pretty hard decision to make.
All right, that's our man, Jay Umbra. Hey, man, we put you through the gauntlet. Excellent job, man.
Good job, my man. Just
for
good
real,
job.
Anytime you want on, man, we love to have you on.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, man. I'm getting the suit and get on there with y'all.
Yeah, right. Definitely, brother, definitely. All right, great job, Jay. Good luck. And I know you're in free agency this year, so good. Is your goal to go back to Tennessee, or are you just open?
I would love to go back to Tennessee and, you know, play for the team that I got drafted for. But, you know, just got to wait until March and see what happens. And, you know, just ultimately I just want to win and play ball. And wherever that's at, I'm going to do my job.
I hear you, brother, and get paid. Get that coin, man. Get that coin. All right. Well, Jayon Brown, Tennessee Titans linebacker, great stuff, man. And, again, good luck in the offseason with free agency.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, my man. A young star in the NBA has a big-time bone to pick with his employer. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
No idea what this is. Rob, you know this?
Yeah, this is Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp. That's what this show was.
I never even heard of that.
It was an NBC show. It used to come on Saturday mornings, but it wasn't a cartoon, real people kind of show. Wow. And it was about it was stupid. It was about a secret chimp. It's dumb. I'm telling you, people in the 60s and 70s, they were on acid when they were doing these shows because they were bad.
All right, it's the iCouple and the TV Theme Song Thursday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of something money on your car insurance. All right, Rob, the NBA, you probably saw the report earlier in the week. The Players Association and the league are working toward an agreement to have an all-star game this year, which I kind of thought they wouldn't have. I knew they'd have a break, but they're actually looking to play a game on March 7th in Atlanta. And De'Aaron Fox, point guard for the Sacramento Kings, who's playing great, having a great year, averaging about 20 and 6 assists, but won't make it. It's just too many guards out there in the West. I give him credit, Rob, for speaking his mind. Here's what he said about it.
I mean, if I'm gonna be brutally honest, I think it's stupid. You know, if we have to wear masks and do all of this for a regular game, then what's the point of bringing the All-Star game back? But obviously, you know, money makes the world go round. So it is what it is.
All right. There he is. And I think
it is about money. He knows that.
Yeah, he's right about that. I think stupid's too strong, but I get where he's coming from. I don't have a problem with it, but I get where he's coming from. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I do too. It's forced. I don't think it's necessary, given the circumstances and the situations and where we are. You know what? If we could miss some regular season games and do what we're doing without the fans for the most part in a lot of places, right, then we can skip the All-Star game for another year. They had the All-Star game last year, right? It was after
Yeah,
it was after because I was in Chicago. But you know what I mean? To skip the All-Star game and not – put a lot of people in jeopardy or doing it. So I get his point. I understand the NBA, they're just trying to recoup. They've lost so much money, and that's a big moneymaker, and it's another television game, Chris,
right,
that TNT pays for.
Well,
and
remember,
let's just be honest.
Will be done. Baseball won't be going yet. I'm glad they're doing it. I was expecting them not to. It wasn't that big of a deal to me. But I am actually glad they're doing it. Like you said, it's another TV event. And I'm going to throw this out there. You know, we'll see what happens. We know the All-Star games have become terrible recently. I mean, I think since 2014.
I think they're unwatchable.
They didn't used to be that way, Rob. When we were covering the league in the 90s and even the early 2000s, the first decade of the 2000s, I don't think they were bad. I think they were relatively competitive, and guys played basketball. Now, I say since 2014, it has become, like you said, unwatchable. They
shoot
133 threes a game.
Right.
And last year was good. Like Rob G just whispered in my last year was like, you know, they did the different rules and all that. And it did have a little resurgence because the players play hard. I said all that to say this, Rob. We might get a better game this year. And here's why I say you know this as well as I do. When you go to All-Star Weekend, the last thing on everybody's mind, including the players, is the game. I mean, by the time the game rolls around, players have been partying Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then during the day they've been doing all these things for the sponsors and endorsers and the league and community service. It's ridiculous. They're worn out. And they couldn't care less about the game at 9 o'clock on, you know, Sunday night. And I get it. So maybe this year without all that stuff, they will ball and it'll be good. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.